are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Carl Moeller, President and CEO of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. We've heard throughout 2008 and even much of 2007 that the overall security situation in Iraq is vastly improving, but the situation for Christians in that country is not really improving much at all. And Dr. Moeller is here to talk about that. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Greg.
By your own numbers, Dr. Moeller, there used to be north of a million Iraqi Christians just a couple decades ago. Now that number is under half a million as a result of refugees and those killed in recent years. What is most responsible for that? Is it simply radical factions within the Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish communities?
Exactly. It's by and large, Iraq is governed, if you will, by three major factions of Islamic communities, and each of those communities has an extremist element in it. In the north, you have the Kurdish community, and the Kurds are by and large more friendly to U.S. Presence as well as the Christian community. In fact, that's where most of the Iraqi Christians have fled because of the violence in other parts of Iraq. The rest of Iraq is divided into Sunni-dominated areas, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq is part of the Sunni extremist elements, and Shiite, the Mahdi army and Iranian-backed Shiite elements control other parts of Iraq. The reality is, though, in all three areas, there are extremist groups that really and truly hate the Christian presence in Iraq and would like to see not only all of Iraq unified underneath their ethnic orientation or religious orientation, but also to see Christians eliminated from the equation in Iraq. And this is a tragedy because no one is standing up, and including large segments of world leadership have ignored the reality of Christians within Iraq itself. And their historic presence in that country is threatened right now.
Carl, is it because simply that they're Christians, or is there some allegation against the Christian church as to why they're being persecuted by these extremist elements of the different Muslim factions?
Well, you know, the truth is there are stories told, wild, outlandish stories about Christians that are used to whip up violence against them by mobs, stories of Christians being cannibals, stories that have been repeated for centuries in ignorant communities, and those things are of course, untrue. Christians are also often, by some of these radical elements, accused of being collaborators with the West. Now, you have to remember, these are ancient Christian communities of Iraqis. These are not necessarily Western influenced at all. In fact, they are as patriotic, if you will, towards Iraq as any member of another religious sect. So, these are false accusations that they're collaborating with Western forces. And truth be told, the Christians in general have had a tremendous positive effect in Iraqi culture. They've provided necessary services that for religious or other ethnic reasons, other groups would not do. And so the Christians have performed that function for society. The truth is, we are looking, though, at a religious side in Iraq. The intentional elimination of a particular religious viewpoint, that is Christians, by extremist elements of another religious viewpoint. And this cannot be tolerated. It cannot be allowed to continue without the world community, especially the Christians, responding.
Carl, what sort of stories have you heard personally from those who have either had to flee the country or at least their home region of the country?
Well, I was in Iraq earlier this year and had the opportunity to, just talk face to face with dozens of our brothers and sisters in Christ who've been forced from their homes. One story particularly haunts me as a woman named Maria came out of her home, small shelter-like home on the edge of this village of refugees, and she said to me, "Here is the piece of paper that Al-Qaeda in Iraq." They had her family had lived in Mosul. Her husband husband was a government civil service worker in the sugar industry in Iraq, and Al-Qaeda targeted her family, and they kidnapped her 7-year-old son, held him for 3 days for ransom, basically an amount of money that was equivalent to about $7,500. But it was all the money that they had ever saved. So they scraped up all their money. They paid the ransom. After 3 days of being held with a hood over his head, their 7-year-old son was released by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And the next day, Al-Qaeda showed up at their doorstep again and said, you know what, we're going to kidnap your son again unless you give us another ransom. And with that, they realized that they would be forever targeted, forever harassed, and they were given 24 hours to get out of Iraq or to pay a ransom for their son again. And so they instead fled to northern Iraq and were living there in a desperate situation, completely removed from the urban city life that they had known. They were living in the middle of a wheat field. I mean, the desperation and tragic reality for all of these people is they left with nothing but the clothes on their back. Maria's story is just one of thousands and thousands of families that have been forced to uproot by that type of violence.
Last 30 seconds here, Dr. Mueller. Unfortunately, what is your organization doing to assist these believers, and what can others do?
Well, we're doing things on several levels. First of all, we're calling all of the believers around the world to pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters, Christians, who are suffering in Iraq. But we're not stopping there, because obviously they need desperately, as winter is again approaching, our support. And Open Doors is stepping in with food, clothing, shelter, Bibles, and encouragement resources for the Christian community there in Iraq. And then third, we're engaging leadership in the Western countries that are involved in Iraq, including the United States government, on behalf of the Christian community there. We are attempting, through our channels in Washington, D.C., in New York City, at the UN, and throughout the European community, to be a voice for the voiceless Christians in Iraq.
Dr. Mueller, certainly a sobering update from a very volatile region. Thanks very much for being with us.
God bless you guys, and during this Christmas season, remember the persecuted believers in Iraq.
Dr. Carl Mueller is president and CEO of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted church. This is Dateline Washington.